there so you know that this person is calling in, okay? That way you know what's happening. I don't want you guys to think Kenny Rhoda just appeared, like he got teleported here from Cleveland. He called on the phone, so we play a little sound. Play this phone again, Ramos. See? Now you know the man's on the phone. We should have like a little vibrate sound instead, maybe, to keep up with the times. All right, on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Hotline, my good friend, Cleveland sports radio host, Kenny Rhoda. Kenny, what's up, buddy?
Jay, how are you, my friend? I was Mike Tyson yesterday. I was looking at the photos online, man. Nice tattoo. Did you get to see it up close?
Yeah, it was good. It was Tuesday. We had some internet problems, so they went up yesterday. Mike is one of the most fascinating human beings,
isn't he?
That have ever lived, ever. Let's get to this Ishiro 4,000th hit. I call complete Bravo Sierra on this. BS, no way does this count. Is this 4,000 hits or is this 2,722 hits, Kenny Rhoda?
It depends on if you're an Ichiro fan or not, because, you know, you always hear about Warren Moon when he played in the CFL, right?
Yeah.
Canadian Football League. Do you combine his yards with what he did in the NFL, and is that his total, or do you just go by what his total was in the National Football League? So they consider Japan, when he played over there, professional baseball. So in professional baseball, I guess he does have 4,000 hits, but in the major leagues, he doesn't. That's the way I look at it. He's still 300 hits short of 3,000 in Major League Baseball.
I think it's a detriment to Ichiro Suzuki. The fact that he has 2,722 hits and got here like at 30, one of the greatest right arms in right field history, having 200 hits 10 years in a row. The fact that we're saying 4,000 combined, I think it's almost like a detriment to how unbelievable this cat is.
You know, this guy has been just the consummate pro. No matter where he's played, no matter what position in the order he's batted, he's come through. And no issues off the field. The coverage, I don't know, Jay, if you've been in press boxes whenever, you know, he travels, the coverage, because of how big he is in Japan, it's unbelievable, the coverage that he gets on a nightly basis. And to continue to put up numbers, to continue to come through with all the pressure that's on him, not only in New York with the Yankees now, but when he's in Seattle, and then, of course, over in Japan, the guy's the consummate pro, and you never have to worry about him on or off the field.
Kenny Rhoda knows all things Cleveland, all things Ohio. That's why I have him on the phone today. I want to talk a little bit about the Browns. Brandon Whedon, quote-unquote, won the starting job for the Cleveland Browns. Now, with Jason Campbell in camp, was this ever a battle, or is it just completely media-generated?
You know what? It was the way that Rob Chudzinski, the new head coach of the Browns, wanted to go about it. He didn't want to just give the job to somebody from the get-go. He wanted Brandon Whedon to so-called earn it. But as we all stated in the media here in Cleveland, there was no competition. It was Brandon Whedon's job to lose. He would have had to have fallen flat on his face in OTAs and mini camps and practice in the two preseason games to lose this job, and he did the exact opposite. He went out and he's performed very well in the first two preseason games. Now we'll see what happens on Saturday against Indianapolis and how he does first teamers against first teamers through the first half, maybe into the third quarter. But there really wasn't a competition, but in Rob Chudzinski's first year, Jay, he wanted to, I guess, pass the message along to everybody that every job is up for grabs. But Whedon was the guy all along, no questions about it.
Why can't the Browns turn the corner, Kenny Rhoda? They've been bad so long. They keep drafting up top. What is it about this team? It seems like being quarterback for the Browns, you can't win. Tim Couch, I thought, would be much better than he was. I thought Brady Quinn would be pretty good. I thought Colt McCoy was good. It just seems like this team, I don't believe in curses or hexes. Snake bit,
right.
Unfortunate. They get the picks right, it seems, but then it's not right. What is the number one flaw with the Cleveland Browns?
Talent evaluation. Since they've been back in 1999, the front offices in evaluating talent in signing free agents and selecting draft picks, that's where they have failed miserably. And that's why, you know, this front office of Mike Lombardi, the so-called GM, and Joe Banner, the president. These guys have to get it right, or you're going to have another 4, 5, 6, 7 years of horrible football. If these guys get it right and turn this thing around, you know, in this town, Jay, they love their Browns. This is a Browns town. It's football first above everything else. And this town will go crazy if they can get a winner. So the talent evaluation, Tom Hecker did a decent job in the last couple of years before he was let go in bringing in guys like Josh Gordon, as long as he stays away from the alleged hippie lettuce and some other things off the field and doesn't get suspended anymore. When you look at Greg Little, a decent pick at wide receiver. Whedon, we'll see if that works out. Trent Richardson. So those were all Hecker guys. If Lombardi and Joe Banner hit a home run with Barkevious Mingo, who's out this week because he had a bruised lung from last game. But if he can become that edge pass rusher that they need, they went out and they got Kruger in free agency in the offseason. The combination of some of these younger guys, if they finally hit on these younger, talented guys and they make a difference, then hopefully this team will be turned around. But that's been the biggest disappointment so far.
The King of Cleveland, Kenny Rhoda, joining us. Kenny, all those names you just said made me think, like, well, how are the Browns not 9-7? You just named awesome.
For Josh Gordon, first year for Brandon Whedon, first year for Trent Richardson. So a lot of people in this town, media members, front office members, fans, are expecting a big jump from year one to year two with T. Rich. In this offense with North Turner now, think back to LaDainian Tomlinson and how he was used in San Diego. I expect the same to happen with Trent Richardson in North Turner's offense. Rob Chudzinski, look what he did with Cam Newton in Carolina. Hopefully he can have a similar impact playing to the strengths of Brandon Whedon instead of trying to put him like Pat Shurmur did last year and that stupid West Coast offense that's been outdated for how many years now. It's a more vertical passing attack this year, and that suits Whedon's talents better, and we've seen that in the first two preseason games.
Kenny Rhoda, I got to talk to you about former Ohio State head coach Jim Tressel. He's teaching a class at Akron College, the principles of coaching. That seems a little inappropriate.
I think I'm going to take it, Jay. I might look into that. I've got some free time, so I think I might look into that class.
Jim Tressel just got run from Ohio State from having no principles in coaching. Now he's teaching a principles in coaching class. What gives? What's happening over there, Kenny Rhoda?
Well, maybe it's the principles of X's and O's on the field and also the lessons maybe that he's learned from his major mistake that he made down there in Columbus. He's still loved down there in CBUS, won them a national championship. I've known Jim for many years, and I was shocked by it. He's a great guy. He really is. He got caught up in something, made a major mistake. He's paid the penalty. Now he's at Akron, where he first started as a graduate assistant, out of Baldwin Wallace College and everything. So, maybe this is a way for him to teach the things that he's learned on and off the field, good and bad.
Why doesn't Akron just hire him as head coach of Akron football?
Well, he's got that 5-year, show clause in the contract where you've got to show reason why you think he deserves to be back in coaching after the transgressions that he made there at Ohio State. So it's a 5-year kind of waiting period, almost a probation period. Once that's up, maybe he does end up there as the head coach replacing Bowers.
I didn't know that, Kenny, but I know reason number one, Akron's lucky to have me. How's that? Kenny Rhoda, excellent job. We will talk again soon. You cover Ohio.
Hey, I hear you're down on my Buckeyes. Don't be down on my Buckeyes this year.
They stink. Ohio State stinks. They're ranked number two. They got no business being ranked number two, and you know it.
Braxton Miller, Urban Meyer. Those two together, look out.
Yeah, there's two.
Scoring in
there's
first
two. 11 on a side. 11 on a side. You just named two. One of them doesn't play.
Urban Meyer, two national. Come on, Jay. Watch out for the Buckeyes this year. They're going to run the table and be staring hopefully at that.
They better run the table. They better. If they're playing Buffalo and San Diego State, they better run the table. Hey, Kenny Rhoda, you're my guy for all things Ohio from this point forward. I appreciate you coming on. Cleveland's greatest man. I'm telling you, this guy is
that,
the voice of Cleveland. He's one of the – when I went to Cleveland, Kenny, you hooked me up. You and I went to the Indians games together. You and Mark Shapiro were hanging out in the dugout. You were speaking Spanish to the players. You were the voice of the people, man of the people. Kenny Rhoda, I'm honored to call you a friend. Glad you're on the show, buddy. Thank you.
I appreciate it, Jay. Anytime, just give me a holler. Keep up the great work.
You got it. Kenny Rhoda, Cleveland's own, joining us on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Hotline. Did you know that today on Fox Sports 1. Catch Crowd Goes Wild at 5 p.m. Eastern, followed by Fox Football Daily at 6 p.m. Eastern. Then Fox Sports Live at 11 p.m. Eastern. Am I just going to read the whole lineup? Why don't you guys just hand me a TV guide next time? Hey, corporate, why don't you just